Are you a fan of nutrient-dense wellness too? Let me tell you all about one of my favorite sources of adaptogens, Four Sigmatic, who uses a variety of mushrooms in everyday products. Reishi, lion's mane, and shaga all have been shown to help with thinking, immune system support, and gut support. I use these plant-based products every day in my smoothies and coffee, and you can too. Use code BEWELL for 10% off your purchase at us.foursigmatic.com. Again, that's BEWELL at us.foursigmatic.com. Welcome to the 3Ls podcast, where I, your host, Rachel Ann Dine, licensed professional counselor, am here to share thoughtful commentary and strategies to help you with the big 3Ls of life, living, learning, and loving. Each episode, join in as a different psychological or current hot topic is explored with the hope of helping you live well, learn something that aids in personal growth or understanding, and love yourself or others in a way that honors you. Hi, welcome back to the 3Ls podcast. I hope that you have been doing well. I have been gone for a while and I'm happy to be back today. I've got a couple announcements and it all pretty much just ties into the subject matter for today's episode, creating quality over quantity in your life, choosing quality over quantity and what that looks like, how you can do it, maybe deciding if this is something that you need to implement. And with that being said, I am going to be taking a long pause from recording episodes on the podcast. So I'll go ahead and just put the announcement right on out there. I have actively implemented in my own life this concept of quality over quantity and just done some assessing on what is really important to me, where have I been finding a sense of joy and passion. And obviously in life, you know, not everything is going to bring about a sense of passion. Not everything is going to always light you up and be amazing. But as much as possible, one thing I've realized is that the older that I get personally, and I'll keep it to myself because, you know, you may be in a different place, but one thing I've learned is that time continues to be our most valuable asset. Time is so important, and what we're spending our energy on or just our overall day on, it can really add up. And so, not to say I'm perfect at, you know, always living this quality over quantity lifestyle, but I do find it to be really fulfilling. So, I have completely immersed myself. I know I keep bringing this up in other episodes, but really right now, creating video content for my YouTube channel has been so much fun for me. It's something I'm really getting a lot out of. And feel free to catch me over there. My YouTube channel is called Dine in Psychology. And I'm doing a lot of videos on cults, cult formation, cult behaviors, an emphasis on religious cults, religious trauma. And that's where I've just been really immersed. I've gone down so many different rabbit holes in terms of research and just psychology nerding out. So if that sounds like something you're into, please don't hesitate to jump on over there. I still am also creating content that is related to mental health concepts. So I just did a video on traits of a bad therapist, and one of my lovely newer listeners of this podcast, her name starts with a K. I don't know how you feel about staying anonymous or not. I did get your voicemail, and please check out my YouTube channel because there will be an episode, a video coming out on grief management. So that was a requested topic from my listener. And so just know that that is on my list and it's coming. And if you have a topic that you want me to cover on my YouTube channel, I know I'm kind of directing you over that way, then don't hesitate to find me over there, or you can shoot me an email, dineinpsychology@gmail.com. All right, that's enough announcements for today, but let me go ahead and just get into it. So When I started diving into quality over quantity, I have done this little process multiple times in my life where I've gotten off of social media. I have stopped participating in certain things almost as a reset because we do live in this culture where busyness is so celebrated. And I think that if not careful, sometimes we get desensitized to all of the sensory, all of the information that we're receiving on a daily basis. So if you think about it, what are you doing on a daily basis? I mean, whether it's going online, going on social media, seeing the news feed on Google, even when you open up your smartphone, or things that are going on at work, we receive a lot of information input. And I think sometimes it creates this sensory overload. But our brains are very adaptable and we're able to almost normalize this overload of information. And so naturally, every now and again, like I was saying, I will just kind of start to disconnect a little bit and kind of turn inwards and go into a little bit of a reflective period. It, you know, was kind of interesting. I had a big birthday back in October, and this kind of naturally happened at that time. The last time this happened, it was about 5 years ago when I had just moved to Virginia, and it was the perfect opportunity to kind of immerse myself in starting my practice, in, you know, enjoying married life and just kind of settling into Virginia because I moved, you know, quite a few hours away from my hometown. So, sensory input, how much is going into your brain on a daily basis? This is a question that I encourage you to start to familiarize yourself with because subconsciously, all of this information that we're constantly receiving, it can really start to add up. And whether you realize it or not, it can create undue stress. And the busy culture that we live in, it's normalized to almost always feel an underlying sense of stress. And realistically speaking, even without being on social media or engaging with folks who are toxic, there is always going to be stressful times, you know, in terms of financially or in your romantic relationship or whatever case the case may be. And that's why I feel being very selective with where your time and energy are going is vastly important. So to start to get this process going, if you are interested in really focusing on creating that quality over quantity in your life, I do encourage you to either journal out or consider, reflect upon, when was the last time that you sat with yourself and just really evaluated your life? When was the last time maybe you even bullet journaled or full on, you know, long form journaled what all you have happening in your world? Whether it's things that are maybe creating a sense of anxiety, it's big decisions coming up, it's dating, it's getting married, it's whatever the case could be. The list could go on and on. I encourage you to take pause and figure out where does the majority of my energy go to? And then once we have that defined list, it can sometimes be a lot easier to start to hopefully knock certain things off the list that are no longer serving you. And so I really like this exercise. I think it's always good periodically to check in with yourself and figure out, do I need to take a step back or take a break or just flat out end something so that I can focus on feeling more fulfilled, which to me goes into experiencing a more quality life versus feeling like you're being dragged in a million different directions. Because believe me, I have been there before and it can be a lot. So the next question I encourage you to consider is to define what is most meaningful to you in your life. And this can go into what creates a sense of joy for you, what feels most fulfilling, what are your needs in terms of emotional, physical, and mental? I think about a mental need that as an adult sometimes can go out the window. Let's say, for example, you have always loved to read, whether it was fiction books that you could just get completely lost in a good story, or it was like an educational book that you're just really interested in. Is this something that you've been able to dedicate time to, or do you notice that maybe it just hasn't happened? And so for me, that would be evaluating, you know, when I talk about this example, it would be evaluating, is something else getting in the way of what is most meaningful to me? And just increasing that sense of awareness. So also in terms of considering what creates meaning for you in your life is to identify and even list out. If you know me, you know I love a good list, but to list out what are your core values in your life. And core values are our internal value system that we live by every day. These values can come from family of origin. So maybe it was instilling a strong work ethic in you. Maybe it was a value of respecting other people. Or on the flip side, maybe you learned from your family of origin that you value open communication because in your upbringing, communication was not present. So our value system gets kind of instilled along the life journey, but I do notice that a lot of values often can be imprinted into our brains starting from the time that we are kids and young adults. You can also use life experiences and things that you have learned from difficulty, adversity, to identify what is my value system. What do I hold near and dear to me, and what do I always need to keep in my mind? Because again, definition is clarity. Once you have defined what your core values are, this is kind of your guiding light of how you want to live your life. What those core values are, then you're better able to identify people, places, and things that are taking you away from what that value system is. Or you can more clearly see where distractions are coming up, or if there is, you know, that friendship that you may have, or that person who you're dating who doesn't respect your value system or doesn't align with what you hold important in your life. So defining what is most meaningful to you, which does involve core values, and to me, core values are quality. Quality is oftentimes defined as things that matter to you. It's something that you hold in high regard. It is a high standard, whereas we know quantity is essentially the amount or number. And so a lot of times this example can be applied to friendship. So quality over quantity, you can have maybe three really good friends who you can completely be yourself with and open up to 100%. Or, you know, you may also have a high quantity of friends, you know, 15, 20, 50, whatever, but you don't feel that you can truly be yourself. And in my opinion, I would much rather have one friend at the very least versus, you know, 50 people who I couldn't fully be myself with, or there wasn't that mutual level of respect or reciprocity in the relationship. So that's the other piece that, not to get all tangential on you, but that's the other piece is that I think sometimes our world focuses on stuff, and stuff can come in the form of having a million friends or having, you know, a car that you can't afford or a house that's huge or, you know, clothing, makeup, whatever the case could be, and insert whatever. And unfortunately, you know, we just see all these images on what we're supposed to have, who we're supposed to be, and how we're supposed to act. And this is where pulling in that sensory piece is very important. What kind of data are you receiving on a daily basis that is telling you that you maybe don't have enough, or you don't have a high enough quantity of something, and you need to buy something or engage in something or engage in another activity? This also comes up even in the workplace. I think there's a lot of messaging about, being a part of the boss babe movement or starting your own business. And it almost can create this sense of pressure that somebody, if they're not working for themselves or making a certain amount of money, that they're not doing well enough. And that is just not the case. And so when you create your list of core values, let's say that going on vacation or travel is part of that, but you know that in order to do that, you've got to take a look at your financial situation. Go for it and realize that you're meeting your core value and you're kind of respecting what it is that you need, and you're making a choice based upon what feels meaningful to you versus being told that you're not doing enough or you don't have enough. And so hopefully that makes sense. But basically talking about this whole financial piece and how sometimes, there's this push that you're not doing enough. Start a side hustle on top of working 40 to 50 hours a week. And it can just be a lot. I've just seen time and time again how this can create anxiety. This can cause confusion. Maybe somebody really likes their job, but they're getting these other messages, whether it's from family or socials or friends even, that, you could make more money if you do this or do that. And it can just go into creating a lot of confusion. So at the end of the day, you have to kind of decide what's most meaningful to you, what's most important to you, and how can you fulfill that? How can you kind of create your life to meet your needs? So creating a quality over quantity lifestyle can also assist in creating balance. And so I've touched on this, but this can create balance in terms of choosing friends that kind of meet your needs in a way that's different than a superficial friendship. Having meaningful relationships has been shown time and time again to really create a high sense of life satisfaction, but actually having poor superficial relationships can even ignite and incite feelings of depression or anxiety. And so I encourage you to consider, who all is present in your life these days, and is it fulfilling? Do you notice that you go out to eat with this person and you guys have a great conversation and you feel just in a good space? Or do you have those friendships where you meet up with them and then you walk away and you're super anxious about, gosh, I can't believe I said that. Are they going to judge me? And that can also be symptomatic of maybe a touch of anxiety or social anxiety. But regardless, we should ultimately feel secure in our relationships with the people who we choose to have in our life. That is one of the blessings of being an adult, is that ultimately you kind of get to choose who you want to be present, who you want to give that time and energy to, and what is working best for you. I'm not going to go too much into this next one, but in terms of quality over quantity, creating balance, this can be the same with work. And there's so much that goes into this in terms of how are the boundaries that you're setting between your work and home life? And are you the person who, for quantity, you're trying to, I guess, be perfect or answer every single email that comes through or always be on, always be available? To me, this almost speaks to having that quantity mindset of just doing, 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 busy, 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 versus when you start to create those healthy limits of, I'm not going to either respond to emails on the weekends or after 6 p.m., it can really create that better balance within your work life. And you're focusing more so on the quality of your interactions versus the quantity. And this is going to change career to career and occupation, you know, to occupation. But for the most part, I think it's important to keep it in mind, how do I create those healthy boundaries with myself and with the workplace that assist in the quality over quantity lifestyle? So the last piece about creating balance is that when you finally are, you know, start to narrow down, do I need to get rid of certain people, places, or things? And when I say things, this could be a social media platform that you notice is a huge time distraction. This could be a meeting that you have signed up for that honestly is no longer serving you, and you've identified that, and it just feels more so like a negative obligation. Or I don't know, another third example is escaping me right now, to be honest, but basically a thing is just that. It's a thing. It's a social media, it's a meeting, it's something of that nature. It could even in some cases be a car that you bought that is too expensive, and it's just really creating a lot of stress and internal discord. But when you start to decide, is this quality for me, or am I just adding to the busyness of my life? Am I just adding to the stress of my life? Then once again, it can create that balance of getting rid of what is no longer serving you. And so at the risk of being redundant, that's where a huge core element of this episode is going, is really deciding what is no longer serving you. I think it's really easy sometimes to get into a pattern. Human beings by nature can be kind of patterned, routined creatures, and especially if you identify as perfectionistic or type A personality type, then you know life is very systematized typically, and you have kind of a flow for your day. But before you know it, sometimes we're just so in the flow of life that we're maybe losing sight of the fact that certain things aren't serving you, and it's no longer creating a quality life. It's more so the quantity aspect. So a couple other pieces about quality over quantity is that quality often extends much longer. Think about a time where, and research backs up this point time and time again, that when we spend our money on experiences versus stuff, the feeling and the emotion stays longer. And so think about in your life a quality experience. Maybe it was your birthday and your significant other or your friend. All they did was come over, and you guys, you know, maybe watched movies or cooked together. It was low key, but the feeling was amazing, and you felt valued and taken care of. Think about that experience versus maybe something that, and I'm just going with this example of money and buying, maybe something that you bought that you don't even use anymore. It's dusty and it's laying in a corner. It happens to the best of us, but it just speaks to the fact that these quality interactions, these quality experiences, to me, this is what builds character. This is what builds a sense of fulfillment in life. So always, always keep that in mind. Another piece is quality. Once it's established, where you're pulling that sense of quality from, where are the quality interactions, you know, rooted in? Quality can actually start to save you time and energy because you're much more easily able to identify that something is quantity, something is part of the busy culture, or something is, again, no longer serving you. So it actually is an energy saver in being able to focus on the things in your life that bring about that sense of joy, that sense of happiness, versus subtracting from it. Now, am I saying this from the place of being toxically positive? Absolutely not, because we all know that things will happen in life that they are going to be sad and they are going to be extremely difficult and out of our control. But if you can focus on the things that you have in your control and assess for yourself, is this bringing me a sense of joy and happiness? No, it's not. I can set a boundary around this, or I can just excommunicate it from my life because it's, you know, I don't know. I think about like taking a break from social media so that you can focus on something else, and it's not going to have a detrimental effect, then go for it. And so it's always better to focus on getting what matters in your life instead of, again, giving your time and energy to things that are just really causing some exhaustion or defeatist attitude or something of that nature. Because as I've already alluded to, in life, there are always going to always be things that will come along and shake you that are going to be difficult and hard, and may as well focus on what you have control over in the now instead of, you know, that way when and if something really difficult happens, you have that energy reserve to be able to put towards whatever situation is going on. So last but not least, I'm going to talk about how quality can be really enlightening. So I'll bring up, and I'm not bashing social media. I'm really not. I've never really been a fan though, if I'm being totally honest. So this may sound very biased, but after being off of it, I guess it's been several months, and I posted something and then I kind of fell off the radar again. I noticed when I got on, it was, again, this influx of information, and it was, I mean, from somebody dancing for, you know, one post to the next one was a very intense post about a psychological concept to the next one talking about having babies. I mean, it was, you know, it was one thing after another. And I thought, oh my gosh, like it's been a while since I've been on here and I forgot this sensory overload that can happen. And so personally, this is of course my personal opinion here. I noticed that when I was able to take a step back, that it kind of gave me a more objective view of social media, honestly. But it also can extend to other areas of your life. When I had, you know, it's really easy to just get on and start scrolling, and before you know it, you're kind of down a rabbit hole of different posts and things of that nature. But I noticed when this was removed from my life, there were a lot of things that I spent my time doing, and I actually got really immersed. I've always been one to love to read, and I really got immersed in different bodies of research and theories, and it just felt a lot more fulfilling. It felt really good for me, and I'm not over here saying that that's the best option for everyone. And maybe it may look like spending time exercising or spending more time with family and friends. This is my personal experience, so I'm not over here trying to act like I have it all together. But it was just an interesting experiment where some enlightenment did happen. And I see this happen in folks who I work with, is being able to disconnect from something that is no longer serving them, that felt really toxic. And this could even be getting to the point of letting go of certain anxiety spirals, or learning to manage anxiety spirals about a specific thing in their life. And they gain this really strong sense of enlightenment that, wow, I don't have to live like that. I can actually put my energy towards something else. And this is not an overnight process, but it is a process that is always interesting to me that happens. And so I encourage you to consider, is there something in your life that you have noticed is taking up that time, that is getting you caught up in the busyness, maybe something that you don't even realize that you could reevaluate? And have you stopped and evaluated life in a while to see how you're feeling about certain things, relationships, work, how you're spending your money even? And then what are the things in your life that are most meaningful to you? What are those core values? So I hope that this episode here in 2022 is and has been interesting to you. Like I said, in the spirit of quality over quantity, I'm going to take a step back from the podcast. I pretty indefinitely at this point, I'm focusing most of my energy on YouTube. I may sporadically get back on Instagram here and there. If something interesting speaks to me, I'll share it. But guys, I am practicing what I preach over here and really trying to focus on, you know, my private practice and my YouTube channel and some other little projects that are coming down the pipe these days. But I'll be around, and please don't hesitate to shoot me an email at dineinpsychology@gmail.com. And wherever you are, I hope that you are doing very well. I always hope you're taking care of yourself, and it was good to be back today. So maybe I'll see you in the future on here, but for now, I just had to make this episode because I know I have had a couple people reach out, and I really appreciate you tuning in and listening. And I'll look forward to maybe seeing you over at YouTube or, you know, just in the future somewhere else. We'll see. I'll keep you updated. All right. Take care, and I'll talk to you later. Be well. Thanks for tuning in to the 3Ls today. Catch up with me on Instagram at Rachel Ann Dine Counseling, where you can contact me about a topic or follow up on today's episode. As always, the information provided in this episode is for educational purposes only and not intended to treat or diagnose. Reach out to your own medical or legal provider for assistance and individualized care. Here's to the 3Ls and being empowered to make decisions that work for you in your life.